ओम शांति। Did you all enjoy Bhaktadas meeting last night? It was like Bhaktada was giving guidelines to all of us how we should prepare ourselves to welcome the new year 2015. Baba was observing even before yesterday what preparations all of us are making, what plans all of us are making to celebrate the whole year as per Baba's wish. So I feel that this week is like a confluence, saying goodbye to the old year and welcome to the new year. New means novelty in everything we do. New fashion effort, newness. That would automatically bring freshness into our practical life. So one important thing that Baba was highlighting was how should be our efforts in the new year and why we should make that kind of effort. What are the obstacles that comes and how we should be prepared to remove those obstacles and move forward with fast speed. All of us are effort makers, there is no doubt. Each one of us are making effort number wise, according to our understanding. But now Baba wants not number wise, but number one effort maker. In other words, intense effort maker. Why? Because Baba already gave the signal, anything could happen suddenly. Nothing will be told in advance. So I should always be prepared. You know, I was remembering today something Jagdish Bhai used to say. You know, in the Laukik school, students can be little bit careless. Even though they know that they have to face the exam, but because they know the date of the examination, so they can be little bit careless. Okay, when the time comes, we will make effort, study hard, you know. But we students cannot afford to be careless. Why? Because we do not know the date. But we are fortunate. We know the question. In those schools, they don't know the question. We know the question and we also know the time. Only thing we don't know is the date, the place where we will be tested, when. So we cannot be careless. It could be any time, every time. And as Baba mentioned yesterday, one mark can make a difference. It can bring me into, you know, second category and not the first category as Baba wants us. I think, you know, it is so much attention I need to have on myself. When there is lack of attention, we slip. So Baba was really appreciating all of us. No, we all keep attention, we all make effort, but sometimes we take it for granted. Okay, everything is fine, you know, I'm making good effort. And that is where attention changes into tension. So what Baba meant by being an intense effort maker, what I understood was the word constant. Intense means constant. It's not intense, you know. Intense means not intense. Because there are many Brahmins who don't make effort, but they are only thinking of making effort. From tomorrow, I'm going to wake up early. Tomorrow, I'm going to do this. So they are thinking of making effort, creating tension for themselves. When the time comes, they can't do it. So what Baba meant was, our aim and our qualification should be the same. What I think, I do together. Not planning something and practical something else. So these were the words Baba was using. Laksh or Laksham. So I have the aim to be an intense effort maker. So my thinking and being should be the same. My awareness and my experience should be the same. Of course, there will be obstacles, there will be tests, there will be circumstances. There's no doubt about it. I cannot give excuse saying, oh, because the situations came, no, I had the aim, but because of this, I couldn't. So that is where little bit of carelessness comes. So one word we can remember to check ourselves whether we are intense effort makers or not is in this experience of being consistent. That is the fastest speed, I would say. You know, when Baba talked about something that we do over a long period of time that accumulates in our account, no matter whenever you have come into knowledge, from the moment you came until today, how consistent you were, that shows the speed of your effort. So anyway, past is past. We can't go back to analyze why I did not do what happened, no point. But from now, don't even wait for the new year to come. You know, my thought is that whatever I want to do in the new year, I should start from today. And that momentum will build up. So you can continue with that effort all the time. So one word we can keep, constant. Whether in thought, words, actions, contact, relationship, whatever I want to do, from now, for the next year, let me be consistent. That's one important aspect, which means to make my aim and my qualification same. My thinking and being. So I don't have to tell others I am an intense effort maker, but from my being, others can understand what it means to be an intense effort maker. And the second thing, to be an intense effort maker means my thought, my words, my actions same. All are identical. So from my actions, others can read my mind. So then automatically, just like Brahma Baba became a source of inspiration, so we are able to become source of inspiration to others. That's another meaning of being an intense effort maker. fast effort maker. And Baba used the word pass yesterday. Baba said 3 times, pass, pass, pass. So then I was remembering the word that Baba gave us in the previous Murlis, using the word pass in 3 ways. Then I pass. One is to pass means to pass in an exam, not to fail. The other pass is to close, to be near Baba, Hindi word pass. And the other pass is past is past. So even if I can become an embodiment of this word, I am intense effort maker. Pass, pass, pass and pass. So automatically, as Baba said many times yesterday, we will experience the company and companionship of Baba. What it means to be near Baba. It is not physically. That's what Baba said yesterday. For 2 hours you can be in Baba's company physically when Baba comes. But in my whole life, how can I feel close to Baba? It is through the company of the intellect, isn't it? And the proof of having the sat, the company of Baba, is you are holding Baba's hand. Hat and sat go together. So that is when you are able to, because you are in the company of Baba and you are holding Baba's hand, so there will not be influence of any other company. Because one of the enemy of an intense effort maker, according to Baba yesterday, is the influence of wrong company. You know, company affects the intellect very fast. I remember Dadi Janki always says 2 things. Take care of your mind, take care of your intellect. So food affects the mind, company affects the intellect. And that is why Baba was giving his company yesterday. You are in Baba's company, holding Baba's hand. That means you are under the canopy of Baba's protection. So Maya or any other kind of influence cannot come. And of course, the second enemy Baba mentioned several times is carelessness. You know, it comes in such royal form. One is gross form of carelessness, I said doesn't matter, it always happens, everybody is like this. Look, Maharati is also, Miss Amrit Vela, Maharatis also don't come and listen to the Murli, So that is gross form, but subtle form of carelessness. Oh, it happens, okay, doesn't matter. It will all be okay afterwards. Ho jayega. Kya badi baat hai. Of course, Dadi has taught us to remember this in a different way. When a big task has to be done, then not to become heavy thinking I have to do, then I remind myself, okay, I am not doing it. Baba is doing it. It will be done. That is a different way of looking at it. But when there is carelessness, I say, okay, doesn't matter, it will happen. It will not happen. Sometimes I have to make it happen, isn't it? So if I don't have that attention, then I will just become little bit loose. So Baba was saying yesterday, don't have any more ordinariness. Intense effort means no ordinariness. No ordinary thinking, no ordinary words, not being loose, not being casual, doesn't matter. I remember once Dadi Gulwar was telling, 2 people were talking, and she was watching them. 10 minutes they were talking, talking, talking. So Dadi asked, what are you doing? I see, just like that we were talking. No subject. So Dadi, how much time? 10 minutes. 1 second of confluence age, is equal to 1 year of the future. So how many minutes? Then they get shocked. Oh, so much we wasted. So sometimes, you know, we are not gossiping also. We are not backbiting, but just ordinary, passing time. So that is ordinariness. But now we can't afford to do that, you know, because every second is counted. Every minute is counted, because this is a prime time. Now this is a prime time. So not to be casual, not to be loose, not to be ordinary, mundane. So then that, you know, intense effort, that attention on myself will be lost. Yes, we have to be light. We have to be happy. You know, it's not that I become tight and serious and look sick because I'm making intense effort. Then people will get scared. Mama was always making intense effort, but she never looked like she was making effort. No, she did not become a Lakshmi without making effort, right? But she never looked that today she's having attention because she's making intense effort. It never looked like that because it was natural. Actually, intense effort should be natural. Natural effort actually is possible 24 hours. But when there is a special kind of tension, it can be only sometimes. So this is why it is very important now for us, for the new year, to take this one word from Baba, intense effort maker. And for double foreigners, Baba has given the title, double intense effort makers, which means service and self-service balance. It's not that I will give up doing service because I want to make intense effort, want to become perfect. But at the same time, I have the responsibility to give message to the whole world too. So double intense effort maker means fast speed in service, fast speed in self-progress. And Baba gave us beautiful guideline this morning. I was really wondering, you know, how Sakar Baba's Murli and Avyakt Murli are connected. These Murlis were spoken in late 60s. And yesterday what Baba said, they are connected. So in order to stop having that carelessness or lack of attention, two yuktis Baba gave yesterday. And this morning also Baba repeated that in the Murli. So definitely take out time, sit with Baba for half an hour before you go to bed, and tell Baba about everything that you did during the day. If I have made a mistake, ask for forgiveness, not to repeat it again. No, this is Mama's definition of effort. Effort means to not to repeat the same mistake twice. So, this is something we really need to underline. Otherwise, Baba said, you know, sometimes we are so tired, during the whole day working, so out of the tiredness we go to bed, become heavy, so we don't give everything to Baba, we didn't obey Srimad. As a result of disobeying Srimad, in the morning our Amrit Vela is affected. So even at Amrit Vela also, what was the awareness Baba gave yesterday? So I will live with Baba, I will, be in Baba's company now, and I will come in different relationships with Baba throughout the cycle. So bring that intoxicating awareness even in the morning when you wake up. Have powerful Amrit Vela and before going to bed. And this system is very, very important. Otherwise, the whole day is affected, So this was, I think, one of the highlight of yesterday's Murli. Not only Baba assume, Baba was saying many things. Maybe you must have made a plan, you must have thought about it, you know. So he was assuming that we have already planned to prepare ourselves for the new year, but at the same time he gave us the guideline, how to be an intense effort maker. That was one aspect I felt was underlined yesterday. The second thing was actually to be prepared as a student to pass in all four subjects. The aim, to pass in all four subjects. So that is what is going to actually bring us close to Baba. Now we know the four subjects, isn't it? But to keep a balance, one of the methods that we can use in order to pass in all four subjects is to keep a balance. You know, sometimes we give importance to yoga, lose service. Sometimes we give importance to service, forget about dharana. So which is the image that comes in front of you to show you that you should keep the balance of four subjects to become perfect? Vishnu. Now Vishnu is shown with four decorations, right? Conch shell, discus, maize and lotus flower. Each one represents each subject. So that is why Baba says, you know, even though these decorations belong to you, but it is not given to you now. Because we don't hold all four decorations together. So think about it. You can churn on this. You know, how to maintain balance of all four subjects. What yuktis I can use? Because we all listen to Baba's Murli every morning. And Baba's Murli contains four subjects. Baba is such a wonderful teacher. He teaches us four subjects in 1 hour. So even if I can take one point connected with each subject and keep attention to practice it, put it into action every day, it will automatically connect. One is connected with the other. No? So that could be one yukti, taking one point for each subject from the Murli and maintain the balance so that I am able to prepare myself to pass. No, because balance is the key to experience bliss and to experience blessings from others. The other method actually we can use in order to pass in all four subjects, you know, just a simple one that we can use in our life is just to make sure that I keep attention on myself. Because, you know, why we slip, when we came to Baba's knowledge in the beginning, you know, there was total attention on myself. Slowly, slowly, the attention drifted towards others. And so, the balance was lost. I remember my own experience. There was so much of intoxication, so much of happiness, because everything was new. Slowly, slowly, our attention turns towards others, and so we keep less attention on ourselves. So if there is attention, one word, attention, then I will be able to use the right point of knowledge, the right virtue, the right power at the right time. That is the sign of balance. You know, sometimes you need to withdraw. Sometimes you need to come in. Sometimes you need to have the art of concealing. Sometimes you need to have the art of revealing. So when I have that attention on myself, I am able to understand, you know, which point of knowledge, which point, which virtue, which power I need to use. So if I do that, I pass. If I use the wrong power, I fail. Instead of accommodation, I use the power to face, I fail. Even though I have, but I didn't use it at the right time. So to keep the balance of all four subjects for me is to use the knowledge, yoga, silence, powers, virtue in the right quantity, at the right time, in the right way. So the problem becomes solution. You know, situations will disappear. You become an embodiment of solution instead of problems. So attention, remember the word attention. Attention means not having tension, but careful. See, I have to be careful and carefree and not careless. I have to be careful, because if I don't have carefulness, means attention on myself, I will slip somewhere. So why I lost that care is because I looked at others. I forgot to look at myself. You know, even in Gyan Sarovar, when you are walking up and down, everybody is walking, but somebody fell. Why? If all of us are walking the same road, but somebody fell. Why? There was no attention. They were looking one side and walking other side. Naturally, you will slip. So that means I need to really have so much attention on myself, that not tension, but attention in such a way, naturally I move in my life. You know, natural, it should be natural. But of course, in the beginning, you have to make that effort, and then it becomes natural. Nothing becomes natural by itself. You know, when you repeat something over a period of time, it becomes natural. Just like sometimes Baba says, the copper-aged sanskara, we have made it so natural, and today we talk about it, it's my nature. It's not my nature actually, but because we have used it so much, that we have made it as my own. So I think that is a very good way of looking at passing in all four subjects. So, this is one of the highlights actually Baba spoke yesterday, that I have to be prepared all the time. Cannot give any excuse. You know, I did not know this will happen. I was not told. I don't know. All this language must change. We are children of ocean of knowledge, so we are master ocean of knowledge. So we need to deepen our thinking, you know, become mature, and that is possible through churning. You know, sometimes we don't understand the meaning of churning. We think repeating knowledge. No, repeating knowledge, writing knowledge, speaking knowledge, of course that is first stage, but real churning is embody, become the embodiment of knowledge. That's like mamma. Mamma was always churning, but in what way? She was the form of what she was thinking. So if that is our practice, then we won't give any excuse. That's why Baba said yesterday, new papers will come. Not the same old ones will come, you know, which I never expected. But I have to be prepared. That is why not take it for granted, you know. okay, I have 7 powers, I don't have this one power, it's okay, I can manage. Cannot manage, because you may be getting circumstances only about that particular power. So that is why it is important that we make ourselves filled with all points of knowledge, all powers, all virtues, so that in any circumstance comes, I am able to apply that and overcome it. You know, we don't get pass marks in the exam just like one time. You know, it's accumulated over a period of time, isn't it? That's why Baba said in the end, everybody will know who have passed with how many marks, because it's being accumulated. And Baba said yesterday, he keeps looking at our potamel, our account, our chart. You know, how we are passing different situations, circumstances that comes in front of us, whether in the form of sickness of the body, whether in the form of relationships, whatever. So Baba has the account of all of us, but it's better I also keep. So then I am able to change myself. So that is why it should not be a surprise when we, you know, come across a particular situation. It should be as if we already knew that this was coming. Like during Sakar Baba's days, you know, those days, when any sudden things comes, other people would get surprised, but Brahma Baba never. It is as if nothing new. He already knew that. But of course, he did not anticipate that to happen, but once he heard, it was like a stable stage. That is when we know we have passed. You know, there was one incident one time. Baba had a bus, and the bus was driven by Brijendra Dadi, Baba's daughter-in-law, and all the Maharathis were sitting in that bus, like Prakashmani Dadi, all these Dadis. So something happened that, you know, as she was driving the bus turned over and fall into a pit. And of course, you can imagine the damage that has caused. One sister almost broke her arms. Radhe Dadi, you know, I knew her. So one sister who was little bit better, she came running to Baba. Baba, Baba, because, you know, she was so emotional and excited. And as soon as Baba heard, Baba said, nothing new. Baba is coming. You know, and Baba came immediately. And Baba was so calm and so powerful, everybody became so quiet. Even in that, you know, there was blood, there was pain, but Baba's drishti, Baba's stage made everybody calm. Of course, they did what need to be done, but there was no commotion. So it was expected, but unexpected. So circumstances like that can come to any one of us, whatever may be. So how do I know I have passed in that test? Circumstance is I am able to maintain the stage of nothing new. So no surprises, no? Like the Laukik people, oh gosh. That means I have already forgotten drama. I failed. You know, means this is where our test paper will come. And one interesting thing Baba was mentioning yesterday, the benefit of raising hand in front of Baba. All of us raised the hand for every question he asked, right? So what was the benefit, Baba said? Because it will help us when we remind ourselves that we raised our hand in front of God, in front of the Brahmin family, I will have the strength. I did not make promise to anybody, but I make promise with myself. So that is why Baba says, whenever any situation comes in front of you, you remember this scene. Sitting in the Shanti One Diamond Hall, Baba speaking to you, and in the midst of all these 20,000 people, I have raised my hand. Even to put my hand up needs courage. That means for keeping that courage, Baba will help. Right? It's not some double foreigners think, I don't want to raise the hand because I don't think I can. That also Baba mentioned, those who did not raise the hand because they were ashamed. You know, if I hadn't raised the hand and I don't do it, what will happen? So for them also Baba gave encouragement. So this is also another way Baba was encouraging us to make that effort, not to lose courage. Baba is always with you. No, Baba was really giving us the assurance. You know, not for 2 hours. Baba said, maybe you are with Baba here for 2 hours in the corporeal form. But the company of your intellect, Baba is always with you. So that feeling, you know, I am in Baba's company and Baba is always with me, helps me to take a step of courage. No, I can do it. I will do it. I have done it many times before. No, not only now company, that's what Baba was giving assurance yesterday, that we will be in his company in different relationships throughout the cycle. Not just in golden age. Just imagine. So much of assurance Baba is giving us because now we have recognized God. Now we are in his company. So each one of us have to take back Baba with us, not leave Baba here. And that is why I think in the path of bhakti, people started to say God is omnipresent. I see God in you and you and you and everybody. But not with that understanding. Our understanding is different, isn't it? Baba will be in the company of those who have courage. Those who have become, you know, weak. They will ask Baba to give. How can they experience Baba's company? So, courage is a gift that Baba has given us for the year 2015. Courage means to take a bold step to make impossible possible. Make things happen. Remembering, I am not doing it. I am not alone. I am in Baba's company. No? So in that way, to have the company of Baba means to have all powers in our company. What it means to have Baba's company? Well, this morning also Baba said, no, master almighty authority means when you switch on the switch of being master almighty authority, all weaknesses must go. The switch is on, the light is on. So we need to embody that awareness, use that awareness when we are in action. Now, until we use knowledge in action, it doesn't become power. Now, one is knowledge is light, right? And the other is knowledge is might. So, light is only when we have point of knowledge in the intellect. So, it's only enlightenment for the intellect. It is also necessary. But when you translate that light into action, when it becomes might, then you can overcome circumstances and situations. So finally, what Baba was saying, what is our aim of our effort, all the effort? What is the aim? To become equal to Baba, to become perfect. So all the qualifications of that perfect stage should be visible in our action. That is called bringing aim and qualifications together. You know, we know what are the qualifications of a perfect stage. But to make that qualifications in action is what is called becoming Bapsaman. So that is the attention I need to keep. So that's why what is very important for us is to check create a chart for ourselves, you know, checking every night what are the things I need to check myself, no, so that I can change. If I have made any mistake, if I have had some ordinariness, if I have had any, you know, anything that against Srimad, so I can change it myself. Because my aim is to transform myself. So without checking, there will not be realization, and without realization, there cannot be transformation. No? So I was thinking to create a small checklist, maybe in before the new year begins. So we will try to create one, just a checklist before going to bed. Because sometimes we don't know where to start. And then we get tired by the time we start to think about it. And not necessarily only at night we have to check, as Dadi Gulzar was mentioning some time ago. Every now and then during the day, couple of hours, you know, there is always time. So just to reflect, how did I spend this couple of hours? So I can already correct myself. So I don't have to waste my whole day. No, sometimes it could happen that some souls who are working physically very hard, the body is very tired before going to bed, so they don't have that energy to reflect deeply on what happened today. So it is good under those circumstances, so you can create your own checkpoint during the day several times. So at night, very easy to think, you know, and then give a chart to Baba in the form of writing letter to Baba, talking to Baba, whatever method. But I think it is important, based on Baba's teachings, what are the things I need to check myself so that I don't go into ordinariness or I don't give excuses, you know, just to allow myself to repeat the same thing. So it was very interesting, you know, how Baba was making sure that he is always with us. You know, he will give his cooperation, he will give his help, provided we are taking his help. You know, this is also an art, isn't it? So somebody can give help, cooperation, but if I want to take it, so that is also another thing. How to take the help Baba is giving me. How to take. So, actually I need to connect. If my yoga of intellect is connected with Baba, I am able to receive what he is giving. And then everything becomes easy. So, the four things that came to my mind, you know, from yesterday's Murli, just word, one word, and that can, when I remember that one word, then I can create the detail connected with that word and go into the depth of it. So one special word was being an intense effort maker. And the second word from Baba's Murli was pass in all four subjects. And the third password, whatever you want to call it, to be in company of Baba, to be in Baba's company constantly. And the last word, what Baba said, is to become Bhaksaman. That is the aim. So just to keep these three words and then four words as an essence of the Murli yesterday, and try to see how you can bring the detail in front of you and start to do it from now. Don't procrastinate. Procrastination is also the sign of carelessness. You know, first carelessness comes and then laziness comes. And once laziness and carelessness comes, the effort that I want to make becomes ordinary. because then there will be many excuses, comparison, reasons, you know. I try to justify myself, this is why I cannot do it. So situations will always come to confront you, but I have to remember myself, victory is my birthright. So no matter what, this is the blessing of the confluence sage, I will. So determination is also very important. So I'm sure, you know, each one of us may be planning what we want to do for the year 2015, how we want to welcome it. But Baba's Murli gives us a little bit more, you know, ingredients in a way to make our plan more successful. So let us just focus on doing things, thinking and being same. No, the other day Avyak Babdada was also mentioning, we are now embodiment of thinking. You know, but what Baba wants to see is embodiment of awareness. So the thinking should come on our face. In Hindi the words are beautiful, you know. One is called Sochta Swarup, embodiment of thinking, and the other is Smriti Swarup, embodiment of awareness. So just like Baba was saying, say, I am thinking, I am the resident of the soul world. I am Parandam Nivasi, I am a soul. I am thinking, but to be embodiment means just be. Because when you are in the soul world, you are not thinking I am a soul. You are. When you are in the golden age, you are a deity. You are not thinking in golden age I am a deity. But you are. So that is what is called embodiment. So that needs a lot of attention and practice. Because when I practice something consistently, then I become the embodiment of it. I don't have to say, others can see. So now I was a resident of soul world. So Swarup, the form will show your awareness. So when we all make such kind of effort, it becomes an inspiration for many other souls who have disheartened, you know. Oh, effort. Because sometimes we translate effort to labor. We are laboring, we thinking we are making effort. But it is natural. Effort is natural. Labor is, you know, making effort with force. It should be natural, with love, enjoyment. So then you feel lighter. You don't even feel you are doing anything. You know, when something goes with a high speed, you don't even feel the noise or the pressure of the speed. It's so natural. So Baba wants us to be such natural yogis, easy yogis, constant yogis, so that we are able to tell others our examination is near, you know. The end of the world is coming closer. So through our effort, we are able to give that message to others. So start what Baba has asked us to do while you are here. Don't make plan, oh, when I go back to my country from the 1st of January, I will start. Then it will not happen. You have to start your engine here and then it will move faster. So to help you, we will try to prepare just a simple checklist. What I need to check every night and give it to Baba so that my mind is clear, light, and I'm able to wake up without any kind of pressure in the morning and enjoy my Amrit Vela every day. Okay? Anything anybody wants to share about yesterday? Anything that touched you while listening to Baba? Anything constant, you know? Baba doesn't want to be, sometimes, already Baba has mentioned, if you are sometimer, then it will be in the list of Silver Age. All timer in the list of Golden Age. So Baba also knows which souls should be kept in the list of intense effort makers. So in Baba's list, I should be in the list of intense effort maker. That should be my aim. But you know, in Hindi, the word is beautiful. Baba's word, Purusharath. The word itself has a meaning. Purush means soul. Rath means the chariot. So Purusharath means to have the awareness of being a master of this chariot. It's not any effort like that. It is having the awareness of myself as a soul master using this chariot. Charioteer using the chariot. That is called Purusharath. So if you understand the meaning in that way, it is not like kind of pressure you would feel, you know. It's natural. Anything else anybody wants to share before we start? 1 minute, because Gyan Sarovar Nivasis will also join us for the meditation. So Baba said we will meet again, right? Yesterday fir milenge. So that means he is anticipating to see us being the embodiment of what he has told us now when he comes on the 18th of January. We got a long time. Almost 3 weeks, 20 days. No, not necessary. Because see, when we go somewhere, we always say, no, fir milenge. We never say, I'm going. In India, usually when we take leave, we never say, I'm going. We always say, I'm coming. Yeah? Aujo. You know? We don't say, I'm going. Because we're going to come back. That's what Baba means. That I'm not going for good, I'm coming back. I think it's my interpretation. Maybe it's your interpretation, but it was not like that. No, Baba was taking his own time, actually. Okay.
Thank you. करती समय की।